Now, with the status yellow, snow and ice warning remaining in place for the entire country today, significant flooding continues to affect many counties. And our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan, has been looking at the nationwide picture. Fill us in this lunchtime, Joan.
Well, Anya, there's been no let up in the rain, so there's been no improvement in the flooding as a result. County Council emergency management teams in the Midlands and West have been meeting all this morning to assess how best to respond to the situation. And we've managed to get a word with just some of them. I spoke to Roscommon County Council, which has been liaising with both Leitrim and Westmeath County Councils in dealing with flooding there. And Shane Tiernan is the Director of Services for Roads and Transportation and Emergency Services.
Several local roads and one or two regional roads are impassable. Details of these are provided on our social media platforms and on our website. I suppose of particular concern is the rising levels of the River Shannon and the River Suck, which are major rivers running through the county. The Shannon at Athlone, of course, is a significant point of concern. Local roads there are impassable, in particular at the Callows south of Athlone towards Clonown. The areas that we're looking at around the county where there are pressure points are the Ballydangan and Attirore areas towards Ballinasloe, the Knockcrockery and Ballymurray local roads, and the Hudson Bay car park in particular, near to the Hudson Bay complex there. We're installing a temporary modular flood barrier. Roscommon, of course, is noted for being the county of the Thorlachs or the disappearing lakes. Unfortunately, they're not disappearing due to climate change in recent times. And here in particular, there's threat to homes in the area of Loch Funchina, which has risen significantly. And other areas that would be affected by these Thorlachs would be Bushfield near Castle Plunkett and Curran near Ballintubber. If we go to the north of the county to Carrick and Shannon, and the Shannon water levels have encroached right into the car park of the retail park there in Curtubber, Carrick and Shannon, we are taking measures to allow pedestrian access to the retail park, and businesses are operating but under very difficult conditions.
Shane Tiernan there. And Joan, another political leader following Leo Varadkar's visit to Athlone yesterday, Mary Lou MacDonald there today.
Yes, the Sinn Féin leader is in Athlone today, and she's called for the establishment of one new single authority with responsibility for the River Shannon. Now, I spoke to Barry Kehoe, who's the Director of Services at Westmeath County Council, and he told me what conditions were like there in the town today and said water levels in the river have risen significantly.
The river came up by 5 centimetres overnight, and that doesn't cause a difficulty within the town of Athlone in that our defences are well capable of dealing with that rise. We're expecting the river to go up by another 20 centimetres by Friday, and at that stage we'll also be okay here in the town, and we're hoping that the river will start to level off at that point. The major difficulties here around Athlone are in the rural areas where people are struggling a little bit now with access, and their septic tank systems are just starting to give them some difficulty. So we're looking to address that by providing transport if required. We're providing additional sandbags in the rural areas with assistance from the Defence Forces. And we'll be providing chemical toilets as well to people if they require them and if there is a major issue with their houses.
So that's how they're coping in Westmeath and Roscommon. What about the other counties affected by flooding, Joe?
We've gotten some updates. Laois County Council have told us that water levels on the Blackwater, the Onas and Pound rivers have receded in and around Mount Mellick. But on the River Barrow, river levels are continuing to rise and some localised flooding is possible for Port Tarlington later today. A number of roads throughout the county are closed due to flooding, with details on Laois County Council's website. Leitrim County Council tell us that the pumping of floodwaters is being carried out with good effect in Leitrim Village and Carrigan-Shannon, and is reducing floodwaters in locations in both areas. Now, there is partial flooding on some roads in those locations, but all roads are passable with care.
Not just roads being affected, though, rail travel.
Absolutely. For the first time, we have a rail line being closed because of the poor weather. The Limerick to Galway line is closed because of flooding at Kiltartan in County Galway. Now, it's been roughly 2 years since a rail line closed because of poor weather. That was Ballycar in County Clare in March 2018. This is what Barry Kenny of Irish Rail had to say.
At Kiltartan last night, we could see the water levels were rising, and as a precaution, we suspended the first service in each direction this morning between Limerick and Galway. And at first light, water levels have risen now to 200 millimetres above the railway line, and they're continuing to rise as well. So we are operating bus transfers as a result between Ennis or Gort and Athenry on the Limerick to Galway services. And our view, based on the continuing rise in water levels and I suppose past experience, is that that is likely to continue for a number of days. Elsewhere on the network, we are seeing rising water levels at Ballycar between Ennis and Limerick, and we're monitoring that very closely. It's an area that has very slow drainage, and we also have some speed restrictions on the Dublin-Sligo line between Drummond and Carrick and Shannon, and on the Dublin-Galway line between Ballinasloe and Woodlawn. That's causing some delays, but those train services are continuing to operate and they're not at imminent risk.
Ian Roe there and Barry Kenny concluding Joan O'Sullivan's roundup of the flooding picture around the country.